1340 WNBS.com presents the Neil Bradley Show. Your expanded look at local and regional sports with weekly guests or experts in their field. With today's show, here's Neil Bradley.
Welcome to the program. There is no weekly guest on today's show, but we will have, Josh Planos on Tuesday. We'll look at week one of the college football season. We will have, Ed Marlowe Wednesday. I think Bryce Rudd be able to join me Thursday. So, guests 3 days this week, but today flying solo and a lot to get to. That's my coffee maker, so don't be too freaked out on that. And as we, just like the last show we had, just before we were getting set to do the show, the Murray State men's basketball schedule came out. Well, here we are with the women's basketball schedule. Just as we're about to tape, this pops from Kevin DeVries. He is the women's SID contact, and they released their schedule today. I'll just read some from the release. The 29-game schedule will feature 14 games at the CFSB Center. Murray State plays a competitive non-conference slate this season, including an ACC road contest with Louisville the day after Thanksgiving, while the Racers' final non-conference game of the season will be at Alabama December 20th. MSU will also have four non-conference contests at the CFSB Center as Butler comes to town November 11th. Lipscomb November 18th. East Tennessee plays at the Bank November 29th. Bethel comes calling on December 14th. The Racers' conference opener will be December 28th against Eastern Illinois. It'll be the first of four consecutive home games to begin OVC play in 2017-18. Now, a lot of excitement with the Murray State women's program with the hiring of Rochelle Turner, longtime Murray State coach, Murray High coach, winningest coach in Murray High history. And she comes over, is going to be bringing some of her players, a couple for next year. And I'll tell you what, in fact, what more than two for next year. But all that we're able to really talk about are the ones that have committed officially. But I'm telling you what, it is an exciting time. I'm not really privy to announce it, but there will be some changes in terms of the broadcast this year for Murray State as well. And as soon as that's able to be released, you'll know about it. But you'll like it. I do promise that. So that's good stuff. Let's see. Oh, going to get some quotes from Coach Turner. Quote, "We are very excited to announce the schedule that will serve as the beginning of a new era for Murray State women's basketball. We will face a demanding non-conference schedule that should prepare our team for the rigors of play, league play in the OVC. Our Racers will face teams from the Big East, the ACC, and the SEC. A November game at Louisville will allow our kids to test themselves against one of the nation's best programs, and our December trip to Alabama will serve as our final preparation for conference play. I'm very excited about our November home games against Butler, Northern Kentucky, and East Tennessee State, as I look forward to our team showing Racer fans that we will be worthy of their support all season long inside the CFSB Center. We'll certainly be looking to take advantage of being at home for our first four games in OVC play. A strong start on that four-game homestand would be very important as we pursue a conference championship." So you can go online to goracers.com. The first chance you'll have to see Rochelle Turner coach the women will be an exhibition against Georgetown on November 2nd. And that's part of a men's women's doubleheader of exhibition action. Now, unlike the men who open at home on November 10th, the women do not open at home. They open on the road at Evansville November 12th in an afternoon game. The home opener will be against Butler out of the Big East. Butler coming in. And that's going to be a special – I haven't seen an announcement, but based on the time, I would assume that's going to be one where they're going to have kids from around the area involved because it's an 11 a.m. weekday tip-off. And normally that's what that is. That'll be a thrilling game. So can't wait for that one. Really a terrific slate. You can check it all out on goracers.com. We got a ton of excitement following Murray State women's basketball. Sticking with women's sports because they were the one to play most recently. That was yesterday. Harriet Withers, she is on a mission. She scored two more goals yesterday as Murray State improved to 3-0 on the season with a 2-1 win at South Alabama. She has five goals already this season. Withers with 30 in her career. She's four off the all-time record, which seems to be a piece of cake at this rate. Alex Steigerwall with another terrific game in the net with a season-high four saves. The Racers, by the way, opened that weekend trip by downing Troy 2-1 on Friday. Murray back on the road Sunday for a 1 p.m. match at Northern Kentucky. Murray State volleyball rallied to win three sets in a row Saturday afternoon. Came from behind to defeat Samford in four sets, 21-25, 25-20, 25-21, and 25-19. To close out the Samford Courtyard by Marriott Invitational, the Racers ended the invite, you know, not bad considering all those seniors they lost, I think eight, but they won two of three matches there in Birmingham, Alabama. Rachel Gustino had a big-time match in the win. She recorded a match-high 24 kills and recorded her third consecutive double-double as she also added 11 digs defensively to go along with a pair of service aces and two total blocks. Murray State back in action this weekend. They'll be at the Chattanooga Classic where they'll face Louisiana Monroe on Friday. All right, we're doing well with volleyball, doing well with soccer. Basketball schedule's released. Looking big time forward to football on Thursday. And then we kind of get this punch in the gut on Saturday. Murray State Athletic Department informed Saturday of Racer Football's Mario McGraw's arrest on felony robbery charges. McGraw led Racer running backs in rushing last season. In a release, Director of Athletics Alan Ward said, quote, "Based on information we've been provided, we believe the matter warrants dismissing Mario from the team for violating both department policy and team rules. As with all discipline and legal matters, we will continue to monitor the situation closely and evaluate additional information as it becomes available from local law enforcement who are heading the investigation," unquote. So for Mitch Stewart, who was all set to go in their first press conference of the day today, season opener, has to deal with this. And, when you have football, it's not picking out a sport, but you have the number of players, you have about 100 guys, sometimes one of them is going to do something. And Murray State's been very fortunate. They had a really good track record, but occasionally this pops up. Mario made an absolutely awful judgment. Fortunate for him, it didn't turn out worse that someone got hurt or killed. Hopefully he can get his life turned around, but I feel you just don't know what to say sometimes when you have any athlete in whatever sport, for whatever reason, male, female, whatever, that, for lack of a better word, just kind of pees away a great opportunity. I don't know, but nevertheless, this is one of those where the football program, they'll dust themselves off and get going on with the, you have to realize we had a report on one player, the rest of the team, they didn't have any reports. So everyone else is behaving. And I can't wait to get the season going. Doesn't dampen my enthusiasm in any way whatsoever. I'm ready to roll. And we'll hear from the coach tonight on Hey Coach. Ask him some questions about the team. Find out a little bit about the depth chart. Got a new quarterback. Got some other new pieces to the puzzle. We're going to talk all about that this evening on Hey Coach. Racers open the season with Kentucky Wesleyan Thursday in that 6 o'clock kickoff. And oh my gosh, got to see the lights at the Crosstown Classic. Stunned. Unbelievable. It's just the difference it makes is incredible. And that scoreboard, we only got a little taste of what that's going to be able to do. But you're going to really like the experience of Murray State football. Not that it's been bad, it hasn't, but it is really going to kind of up the ante for you a bit. You'll enjoy that. Let's see. We talked about men's basketball schedule being released this past Friday on Friday's show. But we'll talk more about that with Ed Marlowe on Wednesday. I mean, that might be a three-hour show. I don't know. A little bit of high school football for you. Get you caught up in case you missed anything. A terrific game Hunter Utley, though, was the star for Murray High. He tossed three touchdown passes, ran for another score. Murray High reclaimed the Helmets traveling trophy after a one-year absence with a 42-19 win over Callaway County Friday night in the Murray Bank Crosstown Classic. Jason Maris also scored a touchdown for the Tigers, ran for 103 yards unofficially, and after tossing two picks in the Graves County opener, Utley 15 for 27, 178 yards, didn't have any picks in week two. The Lakers, kind of their own worst enemy at times. They had three turnovers, and those are drive killers. And in this case, a couple of those on kicks, but two of the three turnovers led to a pair of Tiger touchdowns, and that made that margin once you see it. Galloway County's Darius Stribling did provide a thrilling Laker highlight with a 53-yard touchdown run in the first half. Looked like he was about to go down. We were waiting for a whistle, and boom, he was gone. An incredible run. But the Tigers answered with a huge play when Michael Parks hauled in an 88-yard touchdown strike from Utley, and that pretty much negated it. Murray now 1-1. They'll travel to Madisonville, North Hopkins Friday. And Madisonville, North Hopkins beat Marshall 42-29, digging out of an early hole to do that. So Murray 1-1. They'll be at Madisonville. We'll have coverage beginning at 6 with JB and Hack. 7 o'clock is the kickoff. Meanwhile, the 0-1 Lakers travel to Metcalf County on Saturday to battle the Hornets. They down Hart County 46-13. Their record dead even at 1-1. Let's get to the rest of the games from Friday night. Mayfield gave up the first score, but rolled after that. They beat Hopkinsville 49-20. Caldwell County built a first-half lead of 21-0, hung on to beat Graves County 27-10. Clinton County down Fulton County 38-8. Gleason defeated Fulton City 52-0. Hopkins Central 57, Ohio County 18. Clarksville Northeast defeated McCracken County 28-20. Tillman over Liberty Tech Magnet 7-0. Russellville, a 20-6 winner over Fort Campbell. And Trigg County down McLean County 31-22. Saturday boys high school soccer. Murray High headed to the All-A Classic State Tournament in soccer. They beat Lyon County 4-1. They'll get the winner of the region in 3-4 sectional. They'll play September 23rd in Frankfort at the state tournament. The girls, not as fortunate. They played Greenwood Saturday and lost 4-2. So their participation in the All-A Classic Championship is finished. Callaway County girls with a huge win Saturday. They beat Ballard Memorial, and by beat, they pounded them 10-0. The win for Callaway County. Murray High Volleyball in the Lady Comets Varsity Invitational over the weekend. They lost to Livingston Central 2-0, 21-19, 21-16. Lost to Livingston Central again 2-0, 21-19, 21-15. And then defeated Carlisle County 21-19 and 21-14. Kind of a light schedule for boys high school soccer today. Only one game involving a Region 1 team, Christian County at St. Mary. On the girls' side, Christian County at St. Mary, Trigg at Crittenden, and McLean County at Lyon County. High school volleyball tonight, Murray High at St. Mary, Christian Fellowship at Graves County, Hickman County at Community Christian Academy, Fulton City at Joppa Maple Grove, and Livingston Central at Hopkins County Central. Turning to Cardinals baseball, Sam Tuiviala gave up Logan Morrison's second home run of the game in the 10th. Cardinals lost to the Rays 3-2 at Busch Stadium. Colton Wong and Matt Carpenter hit solo shots in the 7th and 8th innings for St. Louis. They rallied back from a 2-0 deficit, but lost the game 3-2. Cardinals begin a 10-game road trip with the first of two tomorrow in Milwaukee. Luke Weaver against Matt Garza in that one. We'll have it for you on WNBS. Cardinals 4.5 back in the National League Central, knocking on September. They're going to get going. They better get going. Cardinals third baseman Jed Jerko on the 10-day disabled list with a hamstring. Pulled up rounding third base in Saturday's game against the Rays. He will probably be out longer than 10 days. Hopes to be back within a couple of weeks. Cardinals have recalled Luke Voigt from AAA. Cardinals Hall of Fame has three new members. Slugger Mark McGuire, catcher turned broadcaster Tim McCarver, and former outfielder third baseman Pepper Martin, all inducted on Saturday. Martin won two World Series titles with the Cardinals back in the 1930s. Down on the farm, Gabriel Lino doubled in the go-ahead run in the top of the 8th inning to propel Memphis to a 4-3 win at Iowa. Aledmys Diaz had a 3-run double in the first for the Redbirds. They split the 4-game series. The team's rematch in Memphis starting tonight. The Nashville Sounds earned a 5-0 win over the Round Rock Express in Nashville. Ben Bracewell tossed 7 innings of shutout ball to pick up the win. The Sounds host Omaha tonight at home. Louisville Bats fell to the Toledo Mudhens, 3-0 in Toledo. Louisville will host Indianapolis in a doubleheader at home tonight. The Bears topped the Titans yesterday 19-7 in preseason NFL action in Tennessee. The Bears wrap up the preseason against the Browns Thursday. The Browns, they're 3-0. Remember the Browns week before last, 12 guys kneeling when the national anthem's played? Jim Brown talked to them this week. Nobody kneeled. Jim Brown. Anyway, let's take a look at what the Titans have. They will finish their preseason against the Chiefs on Thursday. All NFL teams must trim their rosters from 90 players to 53 by Saturday afternoon. Okay, we told you about the Racers opening the season Thursday. The college football for real shifts into high gear this week. Jacksonville State opened week zero with a victory over Chattanooga. And so they've already put a win in the books. But most everyone else will get started this week. 17th-ranked Louisville will travel to face Purdue at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis Saturday. By the way, you can hear that game as our college football game of the week on WNBS. Unless the Cardinals game runs long, it'll be joined on time. If it does run long, then that game might be joined in progress. By the way, Kentucky opens the season Saturday when the Wildcats visit Southern Miss. That game airs on the CBS Sports Network. And number 24, Tennessee, opens the season next Monday against Georgia Tech. Wow, man, it's going on. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll have Josh Plinos on tomorrow with a really busy show. Find out his comments on that trade. Is it going to happen with Kyrie Irving? Kind of hanging in the balance. We'll discuss that. And week one of college football, that's coming up tomorrow on The Neil Bradley Show on 1340WNBS.com.
You have been listening to The Neil Bradley Show, or you have fast-forwarded to this point and skipped the show entirely. Tune in weekdays for The Neil Bradley Show on 1340WNBS.com or subscribe free by searching for The Neil Bradley Show on the iTunes podcast app. The Neil Bradley Show is a presentation of WNBS Sports in conjunction with Forever Communications.